present The Two Noble Kinsmen by William Shakespeare.
New plays and maidenheads are near akin, much followed both, for both much money gin, if they stand sound and well. And a good play, whose modest scenes blush on his marriage day and shake to lose his honour, is like her that after holy tie and first night stir, yet still is modesty, and still retains more of the maid to sight than husband's pains. We pray our play may be so, for I am sure it has a noble breeder and a pure. A learned and a poet never went more famous yet twixt Poe and Silver Trent. Chaucer, of all admired, the story gives, there constant to eternity it lives. If we let fall the nobleness of this, and the first sound this child hear be a hiss, how will it shake the bones of that good man, and make him cry from underground, "Oh, fan from me the witless chaff of such a writer that blasts my bays, and my famed work makes lighter than Robin Hood!" This is the fear we bring. For to say truth, it were an endless thing, and too ambitious to aspire to him, weak as we are, and almost breathless swim in this deep water. Do but you hold out your helping hands, and we shall tack about and something do to save us. You shall hear scenes, though below his art, may yet appear worth 2 hours' travel. To his bones, sweet sleep, content to you. If this play do not keep a little dull time from us, we perceive our losses fall so thick, we must needs leave.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?